Needs name of funding source. I wouldn't put general revenue, I'd put road and bridge. Other than that, I don't have a problem with it. Do you guys have anything?
We are making some great strides in Rockaway. Almost all the resorts have sold now and changed hands, and we have a lot of new residents. I mean, I would say probably 50% of the population is turned over, and we're seeing a lot of retirees, and Rainbow Haven sold, Gladstone down on the lake sold. I mean, it just goes on and on. I think we just have one Water's Edge that hasn't sold. So we have all new people, and they're coming in and fixing everything up. We're just the roads and the weeds right now are our biggest problem. But we have made a lot of great strides, I feel like.
If you got this, this would be wonderful for the
yes,
community.
It no would question. Be.
Did you make that in a form of motion?
No, I didn't. I said I would change that. Do you guys have any other questions or any thoughts?
I don't.
In that letter, I'm going to change the name of funding source to, and I know it says general revenue, line of credit, etc. I would just either put combination of county funds. That way we can do it out of wherever we want to do it.
Yeah, I would say Taney County funds.
Okay.
So we're going to amend the letter.
Yep. So under name of funding source, just put Taney County funds. Other than that, I don't have any changes. Now, the $25,000 is contingent upon you getting the grant.
Yes. And we're close to submission. Once we get the letters done, we're wrapping up the list.
Okay. So right now it's just a Taney County letter of commitment. So I don't mind doing a letter of commitment before
okay.
we actually do the funding. If you were to get the grant, then we need to obviously have our attorney
right.
go through all that. Move to approve the Taney County letter of commitment for the 2020 Community Development Block Grant. And allow Commissioner Schofield to sign on behalf of the commission.
Second.
That would be with amendments?
With the change.
With amendments. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. The people of Rockaway appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
it's very much appreciated.
Remembering Sean, isn't it?
Yeah. He just told me yes. That's why I had to leave the room.
Okay.
So, Jan, you'll get this letter amended?
Yes, do you want me to amend it, or do you want Nikki to send it to me?
I think
Nikki. Okay.
Nikki can change. All right,
I'll get with her. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
CARES Act Phase 2 Award.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You should have received in your inbox this morning an updated list from the one I sent on Friday with five additional entities included. We got supporting documentation over the weekend for those. So of the, let's see.
Jonas, I don't have it. I've got your board packet reminder and I've got your weekly economic update.
Daddy,
I couldn't get it to print. print, and Nick and I both worked on it this morning, so we're finally tabled.
Does it start with 76 Mall Inn and end with Wonder Works?
Those top five, is it?
Yeah, 76 Mall is the top one. Wonder Works is the bottom one.
Nineteen total.
And out of those 19, 12 are ready to go. And they just happen to be bunched up there from Cox Branson down through Taneyville R2 School District.
For the top five, what did you? I'm sorry. Did you say there's five more that did give the additional information?
Yeah. So the list I sent this morning has five additional, including Cox Branson.
So that's not this list.
I don't know what list you're talking about.
Can you? Do you have it there? Can you re-email it to me?
No, that's it. That's the updated one.
But it doesn't have. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the ones with the numbers over here are ready to go. The blanks are not. So there's seven. Outstanding.
What's the five that you got supporting documentation? The ones with supporting documentation still aren't ready?
No. This is the list I sent this morning.
Okay.
The list I sent Friday had that one off and the Invo, Hong Kong, Hong Kong.
Okay, okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So, like I said, the list, file amount request, the ones on the right, that last column, those are all ready as far as the review. So this is the 19 remaining of the total of 58. We had 39 last week, right? So there's seven left to go. And we should, all those are in some process of clarification. We had one that mailed in all their supporting documentation, and it's MIA, so we don't know where that ended up, but so we've got a new packet coming from them. They're going to drop those off to me either today or tomorrow, and then the other six we're working with representatives of those entities to clarify any last outstanding questions.
And the Cox Medical, why the decrease of roughly $50,000?
They included expenses after September 30.
Okay, so that'll fall on.
Yeah, not unlike what happened with several in the first round. So.
And then do we, last time, whenever we made the motion, we made a contingent.
You approved it up to the final amount of requests. Based on the actual documentation available, and then sign the distribution agreement and notice of decision.
Total of 58, right?
There's
39 the first time and 19.
Well, there's 39 last week.
And 12.
This week there are 12.
Oh, 12?
Yes. Yep.
So it's a total of...
Yeah, I had 19 here.
Okay, this is the updated list in addition to the ones we got.
There was this is the list of 19 okay. that were left over from the total of 50. 39 were presented last week, so there was 19 left over of the total of 58.
Okay.
Right, and of this 19, we have 12 that are ready. And those 12 are represented by the amount under the column, last column to the right, final amount of request.
Okay. Because we never approved those other ones yet either.
We reviewed them, but
we never actually made the motion to approve
them. No.
That's what I wanted to make sure we're getting
all.
Okay.
And Nikki has that updated list from last week, or I can send it again if you need it.
I think we've got it here.
I don't have any problems with any of them.
No problem.
I don't either. So there's a total of how many again? These plus the others, how many total have already been approved, the final amount of request?
So last week we presented 39 and 58.
Okay.
Okay. So that left 19.
Right.
Today we're recommending 12 of the remaining of those 19.
Okay.
So there are 7 out of the total of 58 outstanding as of this morning.
So we've got 51.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the total number so far of final amount of request per amendments and everything of the 51 of the 58 is
$1,240,855.61. $1,240,855.61?
Correct. Based off my calculator. As long as I didn't put anything on.
How about we just leave the actual number out and just say approved up to the final amount of requests?
I think that's great.
Move to approve the 51 applicants that are approved up to the final amount of request as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The remaining ones, what, do you know when you're going to have those to us?
Well, I think I want to be optimistic and say that we can get them done this week, but I was also optimistic last week thinking we'd get the rest of them done last week.
It depends on if they get you the
I don't want to sound snippy here, but I've never had a difficult time trying to provide people the option to receive funds and read the instructions. Provide what is asked for. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Credit card policy and usage discussion.
This was put on the agenda. I think some of you guys are aware the credit card, who's handling now as far as the where you submit everything to was out of the auditor's office to Joanna. It's now being up in to Shanna. Anyways, with her going over a lot of the stuff, there's just some different things that we have that she found that we think are maybe possibly questionable. I'm not going to get into specific names or I may get into items, but we'll get into specific names. So we just want to make sure that we're all on the same page, and there may be some reasons as to why those are done. One of the main issues, though, is tax. If the credit cards are used at different entities, we do not pay sales tax. And so there's a lot of different instances where we've paid sales tax. And so we just need to make sure that we have the sales tax number with us whenever we purchase things. The sales tax exempt. We also want to make sure that we're aware of the food allowances. And if there's more than one individual at the meeting and what goes on one card, so like the commission in the past with Scott Sterrett, we were at a function, I think, in Jeff City, dealing with some planning and zoning stuff. We all went up, we put it on one card, but we also put it at the top. The reason it went over the single meal was because there was 4 meals provided on that one card. I think one of the other issues, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, is we're not always getting the receipts. And so we have to turn a receipt in order to know exactly what was purchased for the credit card to, for the county to be able to pay it. Because on those some instances where we've just been told, oh, well, it was for this. Well, we don't know if it was for that or not because there's no receipt.
The county does have a max policy on the meals and what's allowed. And, there'd been one that went over, and the offices are encouraged